like a train wreck waiting to happen. It's ghostly talk.
Yes, it is. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Al.
I'm Will.
And we have the illustrious, gorgeous, sweet, cinnamon-like Havoc on the line with us also here right now. Say hello, Havoc.
Hi.
Ah, yes, and he's right on the ball.
Yeah,
he's just
yeah,
like that.
All over.
This
it,
is our this is our crack news guy.
Yeah, this is the resident news guy.
Yes,
for Ghostly
on
Talk.
Top of his game. Ghostly Talk's website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com. We are live every Sunday night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the gorgeous, illustrious, hallowed halls of the Warren Winery.
Actually, it's the hallowed hall.
Hall. Yeah. I'm sort of in a doorway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The hallowed doorway of the Warren Winery.
Halls refers to plural, and there are not... there isn't plural halls.
Is there a hall
I'm in direct line with the bathroom.
You're in direct line with the bathroom. As for easy access, in case we do have a problem during the show... There is no running up the stairs anymore or, like, fumbling around running into tables. You go straight, direct line to...
Directly to the lavatory.
Exactly.
You can play basketball at the toilet.
You can.
Hmm.
I don't suggest that, though.
We're also broadcast live on... well, until today, we were broadcast live on Pioneer Network. It's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Yeah.
We're also broadcast...
Indie music... Indie music, yeah.
How do you
spell
you
that
do
one?
That?
Spell that.
It's Indie Music Exchange. It's, you know, I-N-D-I-E-M-U-S-I-C X change.
Yes.
Dot com?
Yeah, sure.
Or dot com?
Okay. Yeah, it is dot com.
Sounds good.
Radio New York International.
Of course, we're broadcast, yeah, tape replays are broadcast on fine stations such as Radio New York International.
There's a host of other people. There's I received an email this week from another group that we have to get up on the site. I think, you know,
we do. I got the link from them
and the banner. Sorry,
and the banner. We got to put that up.
We'll put that up so they'll be up on the site also. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Put that up tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah,
I want that up there.
That's something I totally looked over this week. Yeah. Well, see what happened last weekend.
They broadcasted in some kind of, and that's live. And that's
a chat.
It's like a chat room and audio scene.
Yeah, so we're sorry, guys.
Time.
Yeah, we're gonna get that.
Which
up
is
this
really,
week
really
sure.
Cool. I think that's awesome.
It's very
hi,
cool.
Everybody in the chat room audio stream thing.
Yeah, sorry. We need to get the name up so it sounds a little more official. That's cool. Hey, guys, out there in that chat thingy, yeah, we don't know what you are or who you are, but hey, thanks anyways.
We love
you. We love the heck out of you guys.
No, I think it's totally, totally cool. I think it's something that needs to be done
absolutely.
More and more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Last weekend, we went on a little trip. Unfortunately, we got back here a little late, and we had some technical problems before we came on the show,
mm-hmm.
which prevented us from doing what we really wanted to do before our interview with John Zappas last week, and that was talk about our little trip down to Ohio with our friend on the line here, Mr. Havoc, who met us down there and took very good care of us, and we went out to the Moonville Tunnel.
Right. Well, previous to that, because you only went on the Saturday night festivities.
Yeah, you guys were there for the whole weekend.
But we had decided to head out down to Ohio earlier than that,
mm-hmm.
and we went Friday night.
Yeah.
We went to the Dayton area. It's a little southwest of Dayton and a little northwest of Cincinnati. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we went to check out Fudge Road.
No comments from the peanut gallery on the other end of the line.
Oh, my goodness. It's the name of the road.
It's called Fudge Road.
Yes. And we were looking for the Fudge Best White Human-Like Beast.
Yes.
Let me repeat that three times slowly.
Okay.
No. say that three times quickly.
This is
and you win a prize.
On the road.
What?
What was that?
This isn't a packing plant on the road.
Oh, that would be bad. Fudge.
Fudge.
Okay, I'm not going to
Fudge Road
that.
Packing plant.
Thank you for throwing the word road in there.
Enough.
Sorry. There is indeed, however, I think there's four things in the legend. There's a drug house, which has been boarded up and completely surrounded by fencing.
It's a dwarf home.
Well,
it's supposed to be.
Well, first of all, the drug house, we don't know if the legend is true, but there is indeed a boarded up house surrounded by fencing. And it looks like it has mad dogs and stuff, should you try to get in there. It's pretty well secured, and so that may or may not be true, but it is true that there is indeed a house there
mm-hmm.
that's boarded up and secured around by fencing.
Yeah.
There's also the legend of a...
Will.
Dwarf home,
okay.
Maybe not. We don't know. There is a house that perhaps has smaller doorways.
Were there any Oompa Loompas walking down the street?
There were none, no.
Did you see like a dance routine going on in the middle of the road?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
No seals and balls and hoops or anything.
So that whole myth has been completely splattered out. Cool. All right. And what else do we have out there?
A bridge that supposedly a mother threw her baby off of.
Yeah.
And the baby cries at night and you hear splashing. And also there's a mad truck driver? I don't know, something like that. There is indeed a pretty magnanimous bridge.
Okay.
Look that one up in your dictionary. a pretty interesting bridge, so perhaps. But we did park on the bridge for quite a while. We didn't hear splashing or baby cries or anything other than frogs, pretty much, right?
That seems to be a common motif with many bridges that we go to nowadays.
Yeah.
Amy was just scared.
Yeah, it is
your first ghost hunt. So.
It is pretty creepy out there, I must admit.
Okay.
And then there is, of course, the Fudge Best White human-like beast.
Yeah.
You get that onto a pat now. It's pretty good.
Yes.
Fudge Best White human-like beast.
Exactly. And it, of course, did not make an appearance that night.
Yeah, it did.
Will running up and down the road with his shirt off was not...
You guys supplied the Fudge Best White human-like beast. We brought our own tonight.
Yes. And it was something. It was. But no,
in reality, it did not make a... What is this thing supposed to look like for real, Will?
Have no clue. There's no pictures of it online anywhere.
Nobody has done an artist's rendering that we know of. Nobody's told any stories about it.
I think there might be a police sketch somewhere.
I'll see what I can find. Hold on.
Police sketch, Fudge Best White Human.
Yeah, you look there. If you get a response from that in Google, I'm going to die laughing.
If I come up with ghostlytalk.com, we'll be like, oh, okay.
Great.
That'll be next, in those lists. But anyway, so we did that. We had a blast, and then we headed out toward the east side of the state to meet up with Havoc and his friend for the Moonville festivities the following night. And that's where we met up with you as well.
Yeah, I made my trek down there, my pilgrimage from the winery here in Warren down to Logan, Ohio, which was an interesting drive in itself with a combination of rain
We understand that you were a little bit... worried about the trip.
Why was that?
Well, I understand that you called Will approximately 10 to 25 times.
Oh, that's a load of crap, dude. I called him twice.
Wondering what the address was in Logan that we would be at.
Well, God forbid I have a map to use when I'm driving down there. I mean, geez, why don't I just get in my car and drive aimlessly and maybe I'll bump into you guys sooner or later.
Well, that's how we drive. But
that's exactly how we drove.
Yeah, and I remember this vividly. The second time I call him, he's like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to call Will, see how everything's going. So it's like, ring, ring. Click. What? I'm like, what do you mean, what? Hey, hot, good and you? Glad to see you're doing well, Will. Thanks. Great to hear from you also.
There's another site that calls it the Large White Guardian Beast.
Oh, a Large White Guardian Beast.
And there may be more weirdness
that
down this
road.
Sounds
like a reptile.
It says it's supposed to be cursed.
A cursed road.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like something Steve Irwin would catch. I don't want to do no impersonation today. So, no, I did meet those guys down there. We went and had a wonderful high-class meal at the Chinese buffet. And then we came back and dreaded the fact that we stuffed ourselves full of Chinese food with wonderful pounds of MSGs that slowed us down to the point of non-movement.
almost sloth-like movements.
Yeah, it was sloth-like movements up and down trees. And then we did make our trek out to the Moonville Tunnel, and this is where Mr. Havoc's going to come in here. Now, what I did do is we took a bunch of audio, okay?
Yep.
We had something very strange happen to us out there. More or less, Will had something very strange happen to him, and I managed to isolate that. Because I want everybody to kind of hear it. I want to just let people hear half.
Excellent.
It's actually going to be worked into the theme song. We're going to be all over him on that.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Havoc, are you still there with us, or did you drop off?
He probably hung up.
Yeah, hung up.
There. See, I told you. So tell us about Moonville Tunnel.
Yeah,
you
were the ambassador this weekend, so we want
to
tell you.
Why did we go there?
Why did we go there? Same reason why we went to Wolfcock Road.
That wasn't a road. That was a cemetery.
Well, we went.
We stayed on the road.
We did. Well, we did go to those two cemeteries before we headed out through the Moonville Tunnel, actually, and those were. We actually, there was, well, Will, you're going to have some more insight into this. We went to that one tunnel before we actually went out to Moonville. What was the name of that tunnel? Will.
What?
Haydenville. Haydenville Tunnel.
Yeah, we did go to Haydenville.
Yeah.
We went to the two, they have two cemeteries near there, both perched on top of hills.
Yeah.
Very creepy to drive up there, yeah, and then very creepy once you get there.
And like, one side you have rock wall, the other side you have cliff.
Right.
It's a fun drive. It's an interesting drive.
Fortunately, it's not that long of a trek up the side of the hill,
yeah,
but it is a ways, and it would take a while for EMS to get to you.
Yeah. Namely, we did go down into the Haydenville Tunnel. Am I correct there, Will?
Yes.
And I got about as far as the entrance, and I'm like, you know what? There's just too many rocks on the ground here, big, heavy, crush-your-skull-type rocks, and I'm like, I think I've seen enough here. That's very cool. Now, Havoc, you and Chris did walk through there. What did you guys see when you walked through there?
A lot of mist.
Okay. It was a very muggy day, though, if I remember correctly. It was a very muggy day out there.
Yeah, it was, really. It was pretty interesting. I got past the first thing of rocks, but I didn't get past the second thing of rocks, which I decided I didn't want to kill myself after the second set.
Yeah, I had a gut feeling come into me when I came in there. I'm like, you know what, it's interesting to look around here a little bit, but I don't go any further in there. As close as I am, that I would end up killing myself in that tunnel, so I decided to come back out and try to find snake holes and stuff and play Steve Irwin in the woods for a second. But you guys did walk, you and Chris did, you guys came out from another. You guys walked around the other way around the cemetery, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you guys met us on the other side. That was pretty interesting, but we wanted to get to the Moonville Tunnel, though. That was the big thing. So we made the trek out to the Moonville Tunnel, which was a very... Well, go ahead, Doug.
First of all, it's a convoluted drive. I mean, Bonnie would love it.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, swerving and curving and going up and down hills, and it's very... Very convoluted.
Well, for some ungodly reason, Havoc let me drive his truck. I don't know why. And I turned into, like, Mr. Driver Guy as we cranked iced earth on the way there. And it was, when we did, the drive was very convoluted, I agree. When we got there, it was about, how long of a hike do you think that was, Havoc?
Maybe 10.
10 miles?
About 10 miles. Yeah, 10 miles.
Well, it took a little while because it was all muddy out there and stuff, so we were, you know, trekking through the mud like Civil War soldiers trying to get back to this Moonville Tunnel. We did get back there, and I mean, impressions to start off with. I mean, when we walked up to this thing, I've seen pictures of this thing left and right. I've talked to Havoc about it a lot. But once it's kind of like anything, you stand in front of this tunnel, it is absolutely gigantic.
It's huge. It is. It really is quite an
impressive
structure.
I've never been in a
structure.
Tunnel that big before, honestly. It was huge.
Well, I've been in tunnels that big through the mountain. If you drive on the interstate that goes through the mountains of Pennsylvania, there's this area.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Where you go through
this
tunnel.
I've gone through those tunnels
before. You know, that's a bigger tunnel. But this
you're cranking through there in a car, it's 150 miles an hour like you were me. You're just, okay, there's a tunnel, really cool, you know. We were walking through this thing in the dead of night.
But this tunnel is worthy of awe.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's very, very large, very interesting.
A lot of graffiti. Saw Will's name again in another tunnel. That was really weird. And, of course, you had your token ICP... graffiti where you go everywhere. You see Insane Clown Posse for some reason. Everywhere I go, there seems to be ICP graffiti up everywhere. They're apparently the new urban artists of our country. Congratulations to those guys for getting their accreditation on that. The tunnel was gigantic, though. And we kind of walked around there a little bit, just kind of getting a feel for the place. It was cool when we walked in there. Everything seemed to cool down a little bit. So that was an interesting feeling. It got a little heavy. The air got a little heavier once you walked in there. I think that was more or less environmental. I don't know if that was.
It was already a muggy day and rainy. And
very rainy. It rained on us. As a matter of fact, when we were in the tunnel, it started raining again. But something kind of weird happened. Just to get to the meat of this, something kind of weird happened. Now, Mr. Will, I do have this queued up on the audio track. Do you have the playlist up there? This is about 6 minutes long, all right? We're going to chill out. We're just going to pull ourselves out of the channel and let you guys hear this. We'll talk about it afterwards. I think it speaks for itself. So why don't we just kick back for a minute here, guys? All right.
We're gonna let Havoc hear it too.
Yeah, we're gonna let you hear it too. All right, Havoc.
I've already heard it, basically.
Well, yeah, you were there, but this is
you heard it live.
This is something we wanted everybody to kind of hear. It was interesting. Why don't we do that? We're gonna drop off. Go ahead, Will.
We are here to help you. Feel free to show yourself to us. Can you speak louder?
What are you getting on?
Something is touching my shoulder.
What?
No, it's not. It's something is touching my shoulder.
Can I turn on the light?
I'm turning the light on. What's up?
There's something touching my shoulder.
Where?
No, my right, this one.
Oh, there's a drop of water on it.
Yeah, well, there's a drop of water on your shoulder, man.
Yeah, it's touching the outside of my shoulder.
There's nothing there.
Okay.
Just don't move.
It's looking like a cold hand on my shoulder. Gripping my arm.
And it's not here?
No.
Okay, because that's
right
the
there.
Drop of water.
Feel right there.
Do you feel that?
It is. It's like cold. It's coming off of Will.
Yeah. I'm feeling that too, man.
If anything, he should be like... Who's got a
camera?
I do.
You got a camera? What do you got?
Temperature gauge.
Do the back and do the front of him. Do his front. You got 74 back there?
I have 74 right.
Okay, do his chest.
See that real quick.
Oh, yeah.
82.
What? Then that don't make any sense, dude. I agree.
It's on me. It's like all over my arm.
See,
and like, it's like all over the side.
84 now. In front of him.
Okay, hit him in the shoulder again. Let me get a camera out.
I'm here. Flash.
Blurry. Well, when he finds it. 74.
84. Take a picture of me. All right.
After she does
it,
I'm
going to
do it again. Flash.
What was that?
Hit.
Yeah.
Don't
move, Will.
Take more pictures so we can look at
them
later.
There is something definitely, Elmer. If you actually put your hand in there, well, let me think. Dude, it's really cold. Dude, Will.
Huh?
Your shoulder is ice cold, dude.
I know it's ice cold.
What? Dude, your shoulder is ice cold.
I know it's ice cold. I can feel it. It's inside.
Can you move?
No.
Can you move? You're right.
Oh, I can move. I'm fine.
Oh, this dripped on me. Holy cow.
What do you got?
Cool, yeah.
I'll show you later. Oh, no, that could be the flashlight. Who's
here,
got the flashlight?
Let me kill the flashlight. That's me, Will.
Really strong. It's moving down my side.
Where on your side? What are you feeling at, man?
Well, my arm is in the end of my pocket. It's in between my arm.
I'm not going in your pockets.
Oh, my hand in my pocket. It's going down my side.
Your arm is cold, Will.
I know.
Hang on, let me...
I'm a warm person, too. It just makes it weirder.
Well, you know what, though? Both your arms feel the same, kind of.
I feel the cold on
but
the right.
Hold on. This is being in front, right?
Yeah, hit him with that temperature gauge again. And I want you to tell, I want you to give me the temperature. What's the temperature? Tell me.
Give me a light. 84.
Okay, hit him in the back. Tell me.
It's on my right shoulder blade now.
75. Okay. So we got a 10 degree difference.
Right shoulder blade.
It is right. What do you got?
84
again. So has it moved?
No, it's not my right shoulder blade.
Well, it's...
82 and
it's like touching my right shoulder blade right now.
Okay.
No, I don't think it at all.
Do you feel like it's trying to tell you something?
No, all I feel is it's touching me and that's it.
Jim, move. Move around.
What is your name?
Not really, me getting there. It could just be a natural cold spot in here, though, but...
Go on, man. Yeah, it follows you around. I'm gonna... Can you shake my hand?
Let's see.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a picture of the ghost hunters where Will was. No, I can't.
Why?
I lost my battery.
Can you shake my hand?
This one's almost dead, too.
I have extra.
I got full power here. I have spare batteries for this thing, too. So.
It keeps... Every time I tell it to go to my hand, it'll go to my hand, and it goes away. And it's back to my back again.
It's probably getting caught in all the hair. Sorry. Had to throw it out there.
No, it's not on me right now. Stop.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
Naturally blind, though.
Hmm? You didn't flash tonight.
Remember that one picture I got, man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was someone's like shoulder in it.
This little situation we had here happened about 10:40. What's that? No, I'm just telling the recording that.
Kind of weird, man.
Interesting.
Now, what basically went down there, just a little high level, we got about 5 minutes before we have to go to break, but Mr. Havoc.
Yes.
Obviously, this was going on with Will. Myself and you were standing directly behind Will. There was, as you could hear on the recording, there was a noticeable temperature difference between Will's chest and his right-hand shoulder. Okay, you were popping him with your temperature reader, and it was approximately, I believe we said 82 degrees, and then that was on his chest, and on his shoulder, it was about 84 degrees on his, it was 82, what did we say, 82 degrees and like 74 degrees on his shoulder. Concur with me on this if you want, Havoc. When we actually put our hands to Will's shoulder, I'd say maybe about a half inch away from his actual shoulder, you could feel a coldness. A noticeable, you could feel it in the, you know, in the air, that it was cold. Did you get that same impression, Havoc?
Yeah, I got the same impression. The actual temperature was 85 to
74. 85 to 74. So it was right, I think I said right around 10 degree difference between the front of Will and the back of Will, more or less. Will, chime in here, dude. What were you going through? Because, I mean, you were the focal point on this.
Yeah, for some reason it just chose me. I'm not really sure why.
Yeah.
But it was just all of a sudden, I could feel a hand on my shoulder, and then it just kind of enveloped my entire shoulder.
No, I didn't play. I couldn't get. I didn't want to, the whole clip was like 28 minutes long.
Right.
I wanted to pull out. That was the more or less the meat of it. That's when everything kind of started going down. You had some other impressions too. What were they?
Well, after a while, I got to this name popped into my head,
uh-huh.
which was Elizabeth, and it kept hitting me over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, I remember you were saying.
One of the reasons that I felt it was a female before Elizabeth even came into play,
yeah.
was because I wasn't I didn't feel threatened by it one bit, even though it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't threatened by it in any way, shape, or form. I was not scared of it at all.
Okay. So you did feel that, because you kept saying, I feel something is touching me on my right shoulder. It kept saying that over and over again. Something is touching me on my right shoulder.
And also, based on the times, I believe that, you know, she was from a time that's long past, because she was on my right side.
Uh-huh.
And it was typical of a woman from 100 years ago to stand on the right side of the man.
Is that true?
To the left, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, Elmer, you kind of tripped out, too. You kind of, just really quick, I know there was some, you were kind of, Just why don't you tell me what you went through? Because afterwards, I don't know if we got it on tape or not, but you kind of started working around with something yourself. What was that?
Basically, I was trying to see what was happening with another entity that seemed like it was behind me. Basically, what I thought of was whatever Will said, he felt cold inside. I got this impression that she was trying to protect him from something.
Okay.
So basically, I challenged whatever was behind me to follow me.
Yeah.
And from the impressions I got, I will never take another lantern in there again.
Why is that?
Remember my little theory about bringing a lantern and see what would happen?
Yeah, you mentioned that. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it happened.
Okay.
Because at points where I was, whenever I walked away, I got away from Will and everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Female present had left Will, right, Will?
Yeah, it did.
So I figured something was protecting Will from whatever was following me around. Now, it has happened before that a female present has been felt there and has been felt basically literally a cold spot and, you know, hot spots and whatever. Also, there has been feelings of a little girl that has been there as well. She'll tug on your, if you got a book bag strap, she'll tug on that a little bit. She'll play with you a little bit. And basically the woman, Will's about right. She's about maybe early 1900s, late 1800s, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
She's pretty much pretty friendly. She seems like she's kind of like whenever you go back to the old days, wherever you would go into like a hotel and there would be like a woman who greets you there.
Yeah.
And basically, I mean, she basically feeds you, take care of you, will do whatever you need done. It seems like she's that type of person.
Interesting. Well, that's basically a high level of what happened last weekend. You know, I mean, we can't prove anything, unfortunately. We have the audio from that. That's why we wanted to play it for you guys here. We wanted to do this last weekend. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to it last weekend. But, hey, check it out. What I might do is actually try to post up the whole thing, the whole session, like the whole 28-minute session up on the site.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about that last week. I'm going to probably do that. I'm going to probably put the whole thing up. But, yeah, that was just something kind of interesting we wanted to share with you guys. We do have to go to break because we haven't even mentioned this yet. We have Mick and Sylvia Avery coming on again tonight.
Yeah.
And for some of our old school, like 2 months ago, listeners, Mick and Sylvia were on the show, about a year ago?
They were on before the new, board integrated
into
the headphones
thing. Yeah, all of our new stuff. Yeah.
So I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
With all the new technology that we can offer to the interview.
Let's go to break, get these guys on the phone here.
Thank you, Havoc.
Thanks, Havoc. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, dude. And,
no problem.
Keep up the great work. Thanks a lot.
Keep up the good work. Thank you, Havoc.
We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye. All right, let's hop out of here. Let's hop out of here for a minute real quick here. Will, take us away here. Are we all tired tonight? I'm really
Oh, it's going to get really interesting very shortly with Mick and Sylvia Avery coming up on Ghostly Talk.
Hello folks, my name is Henry Rollins and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.
all know there's plenty of ghosts in society, but the scariest of all the ghosts are the ghosts that run the shadow government. You've tuned into Ghostly Talk. I'm Michael Trudeau from Colonial Resources.
You are now about to witness the power of hardcore.
We are back. This is Ghostly Talk.
I am Scott L.
You are. I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we have on the line.
Yes, we do.
Two
we
wonderful
have our
people.
Special guests.
Repeat guests.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the real special ones always come back.
Yeah. Either they had a really good time or.
Or they hate our guts and we're forcing them at gunpoint. Yeah.
one or the other.
We hope it isn't the latter of two.
Right.
You know, hey, sometimes this is business. This is a business.
This is not our hobby.
I know, I'm a joke.
Yeah,
what's
up with you?
I'm very tired, so I
you guys totally redid the breaks as well.
We've been working on stuff, yes.
Yeah.
We live together now, so we bond by doing that. So there's lots of changes coming. We have on the line Mick and Sylvie Avery. Now, they're here. Now, the last time we had them on, it was an amazing show.
It was totally amazing.
To say the least. To say the absolute least. We didn't really see it coming. We, you know,
we had no idea.
We had no idea.
We just knew that there were these two really interesting folks.
Yes.
Who Kelly had seen out in Las Vegas at some convention.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like raving about it. So we're like, okay.
Let's get in contact.
Get them on. Yeah. we had no clue that Ghostly Talk was going to go as well and as amazing and as mind-boggling as
yeah,
it went.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was one of those shows, like, you know, us as the host of this show, we record it, we broadcast it, we can it, we put it up for archive, and, you know, sometimes people ask us, they're like, so you remember when you did in that show with that show and then that thing? And we're like, no.
you have to listen to that show again.
It's like there's so much coming through a lot of times. We don't remember everything. And this is one of those shows that I listened to over and over again because I just was so fascinated with it.
A lot of people do. They've mentioned it in the chat room. Or
yeah.
Not the chat rooms. The forums on Ghostly Talk.
Bathroom walls all over town
and
stuff.
Yeah, and the forums of Ghostly Talk. This show. And in emails. I've gotten emails.
Yeah.
That show was fantastic. So now we've got
Mick and
back
yep.
on Ghostly Talk, Mick and Sylvie Avery, and their friend.
They're hiding somewhere. Are you guys, are they
should be in channel. Are you guys there?
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
We thought you were hiding from us. You can't hide from us.
No. We were just being quiet.
We have technology now.
Yeah.
So we can find you.
Well, you can hunt us down?
We can hunt you down digitally and get you and bring you back on.
Through the magic of phone patches.
Now,
yeah.
There's a lot going on with you guys. Tell us what's going on. It's been a while since we've talked. Tell us what's up. What's happening?
Yes, okay. Well, really the main thing that's been going on with us is that we've launched our own show.
Yes,
we've heard
our own, spirit teaching radio show on artistfirst.com, and we've been working on that every week. It's kind of like different to a lot of other shows in that it only covers one subject each week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's on for an hour, and we sort of develop the entire hour on the one subject. So that we can kind of dissect it and pull it apart as much as we can, you know, and explain to people exactly, you know, what we know of it, and also bring our spirit friends, namely Gregory Hay, through to speak on it as well.
Yeah.
So.
And that's, you know, we often say this to our guests, too, where we aspire to be like people like yourself, because, you know, we do this show, and every week we tackle something different. And
it sometimes gets
a bit not frustrating in a bad way, but it's like there's all this cool stuff to learn and all these ideas to understand. And unfortunately, I mean, there's just not enough hours in a day, not enough days in a week, and not enough days in a year to really be expert. I say the term very loosely, but to really know all there is to know. we move on every week to speak to different people and get different ideas.
But yes.
There's people like yourself that do focus on these on one idea. You run with it, you dissect it, and you learn more about it that way. And, I mean, that's something we love to talk to people that are like that, obviously.
Mm.
So everybody tune into that. Everybody check that out. We're going to link
you
that
said up. SpiritTeachings.com?
It's the Spirit Teaching Radio Show.
Okay.
And it's on artistfirst.com, but people can pick it up from our site at spirit-teaching.com.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to make sure we link
that
to our site.
There are things like email addresses and stuff that people can write into to, you know, ask questions and send their comments and stuff.
Yeah, so we answer questions on air, and it's probably the only show that, well, I was just going to say a dead guy takes most of it, but you know what I mean. So, you know, Mick being a trance channel, Gregory, we bring Gregory in quite soon, and he takes the program. So we're limitless, really, to the questions that can come in and the subjects that we can do every week. I mean, next week I think we're doing ghosts and poltergeists. And,
ooh.
You know.
There we go.
We'll cover the sort of metaphysical and paranormal and, well, anything, really, planetary issues, anything.
Yeah, and we try to cover all of information about mechanics, you know, how things happen, why they happen, you know, what effect it has on us, you know.
Well, that's what I'm interested in too. And before, I mean, Gregory, we are going to speak to Gregory also. But before we do that, Mick, I want to ask you this, okay?
Hmm.
I mean, Greg seems like a very forthcoming and open person. And the last time you guys were on, we spoke to him ourselves, and it blows me away that from what I understand from a lot of talking to yourself and other people, there are people on the other side that are this forthcoming. They want us to learn. They want us to understand what's going on the other side.
Yes, absolutely.
And they... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
it's okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Especially, I suppose, because there is so much disinformation that are coming from some quarters, you know. I mean, you always have to be careful, in some respects, who you are communicating with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there are energies out there that are very negative, very willful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's only really something that comes through development that you know, you have to kind of...
Mm. Well, plus, you know, the spirit world want us to look after our planet, and they want us to keep our planet because it's really useful for people in the spirit world that haven't had an Earth physical experience.
Yeah.
Plus, they want us to learn so that when we get to the other side, they haven't got to deal with our problems.
So it is kind of a push-pull situation we have
here.
I mean, they do learn as much from us as we can learn from them also.
Absolutely.
And that's an interesting idea, because, I mean, I've never heard it put that way, where there are people on the other side, let's just call it that right now, that may have never had a physical existence. You guys just said that, and I never heard that. I thought life, more or less, I mean, the idea that I've been getting, you know, this week has been, you know, it is something that everybody has to go through, a physical body, and then they move on to possibly an astral body of some sort. So there are beings that never experienced the physical realm, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's millions and millions and billions of people, you know, spirit individuals who never really have to have a physical life. You don't have to have a physical life, you know. It's a real big misconception, I think. A lot of people, you know, they get kind of like hooked on our religious viewpoints and all of that stuff, and that really clouds things up.
I think it does, too.
I think so, too.
I think it does, too.
I mean, I'm the limit.
I don't want to turn this into a religion-bashing show, but...
No, far from it. You know, I mean, but that's about faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else, you know. If you want to know about the spirit world, set faith apart from it.
Yeah,
right, like you don't have to believe in electricity for it to work. You
that's
know,
right,
it's,
exactly.
It just happens.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
something that's there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unless you live in Michigan
universal,
where the power goes out all the time.
law of everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
It just is.
Of creativity.
Yeah, it just
which
is.
Which is why we try to focus on factual information and, you know...
And then let
and
people work it out for themselves,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Give them the other options to think about. happen.
Well, is there a reason, though? I mean, before we do bring Gregory on, is there a reason, though, that there are beings or entities of some sorts that don't need to have a physical body? Is there a lesson that we have to, that has to be taught through living a physical, dense life, or that some of the...
Along those same lines.
Yeah.
I remember reading, because I've studied out-of-body experiences and things like that, and what people have learned through their experimentation with OBEs.
Yeah.
And one of the authors that I read kept running into other entities while out-of-body, and they kept saying, we don't know why you keep wanting to do this.
Yeah.
You keep wanting to go back and have a body, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like his choice.
Yeah.
He learned through that that it's his choice, and why does he keep wanting to choose that? But he was that kind of adventurous person who wanted to keep coming back down here and doing the body thing.
Yeah, okay.
So that's along those same lines.
Yeah, I'm just curious if there's something, if there is a great lesson that has to be taught through living a physical life, and that these people that never had to go through the trials and tribulations of life, because we know if you try to do it the honest way, you try to be a good person, life isn't always the easiest thing to do, you know?
No, you get squished.
Yeah.
It's a different place. It's a place where you learn, it's a different way of learning, let's put it that way, on the earth plane.
Okay.
So it's specific to gaining knowledge in a way that you can only do on Earth. I mean, you can have other physical existences on other planets.
Yeah.
And they may be similar or not. But they will all be individual. It's like when you go to a foreign country, you'll come back not having really realized that you went there for a lesson. You will have learned a lot about the culture and about learning things in a different way than what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this is why the Earth is unique.
And we as spirit are not bound to the earth. You know, we don't have to have an earth existence in order to validate ourselves.
To evolve, even.
To
become, a higher thinking, higher consciousness.
Because we are anyway, because our essential part of ourselves is spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the purest essence there is.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Because, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go, kill myself.
Well, what?
No, but I mean, hey, everyone's gorgeous, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really? Mm-hmm. Inside, everyone is, you know, you are.
I hope I am.
Unique.
Mm-hmm. What's like 80 years, 60, 70, 80, 90 years to a spirit?
Nothing. Because there isn't any time.
Right.
Doesn't exist except in the physical world. Because it's part of our reality. It's the way we are, you know, the presence of one and one, the way that we operate in our world, right?
Yeah.
It's to do with time, the time that it takes for someone to lift a hand from their side to their head, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do and think is in the process of time and motion, because we're physical entities. But in the spirit world, that doesn't happen, because it's a multi-dimensional reality.
I know that I've discussed this with other people too, and I tell them the same thing. I'm like, you know, this plane of existence, I mean, just to think for a second, for everybody out there to think about, what if today, everything, you know, we're looking at the time right now, it's 10 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and let's say by 6 a.m. tomorrow, time is removed from everything. Just, I'm talking about our physical plane.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, some huge force comes, some black cloud flies over Michigan here and says, you will have no more time, right? And so all the clocks get blown away. There's no, all our cell phones, everything, just anything that has a timepiece on it goes away. We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves, because, I mean, I know myself. I mean, my life runs on that. I mean, I have a schedule every day that I have to keep. I have to be here at this time. I have to be there at this time. I have to get out of bed at this time. I have to check my email at this time, or whatever it is. If there was no time on this plane of existence, like a time system, that's where it is. Is it a system to manage ourselves, more or less. I mean, I don't know exactly what would happen, but we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
We would.
I think I know then why I'm here, because I would be attracted to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If I couldn't experience the limits and possibilities living in a time-based existence,
mm-hmm.
if I couldn't experience that, I would feel like, huh? Why can't I, you know, why can't I try that? I want to try that. So I would try, if I went from a multidimensional reality that has no concept of time, no meaning of that, you know, it doesn't mean anything, physics don't apply, things like that,
mm-hmm.
I would be attracted from, you know, because I'm attracted the other way, so I think I would be attracted this way, to come down here, or come over here, mm-hmm. I guess, in a dimensional kind of sense,
yeah.
and give it a go, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got 80 years or so, hopefully, 80, 90, 100 yeah. years to of this time stuff mm-hmm. to experience
yeah.
it. Wonder
yeah.
what that means.
Yeah,
I'd give
yeah.
it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting
So you'll
idea.
Have fun in the spirit world then when you can become indivisible and be in lots of different places at one time.
Right. And that attracts me from this side.
Why can't we do that here? I could get so much more done. That's how I feel sometimes. I have to split myself to go do stuff.
I'm glad they limited us to 24 hours in a day.
yeah, thinking about it.
Because if I had 26 or 28 hours or 30 hours, I'd just have...
You'd be wrecked, wouldn't you?
I'd have even a bigger schedule is all.
Yeah.
Guys, why don't... Now, I know, Mick, you do have to go through a process to channel Gregory. Do you want us to go to break so you can do this? Or do you want us
yes,
to,
that'd be fine.
Yep, that would be good. And then Gregory can come back the other side of the break.
Yeah, we're just going to play a song or something like that just to take a break
okay.
here.